That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Yeah, thanks again, Hank, and welcome again. Thanks for tuning in. We're here for the fifth time. Oh, my name is Jock Reynolds, and I am the leader of the Jock Reynolds fantasy footy community. I'm sitting here, as always, with the irrepressible Peter Higo Hickenbotham. How are you, mate?
Very well, thanks, Jock.
Looking well, mate, and also here with the Crouching Tiger. How are you, son?
Welcome.
Very good. Now, Higo, I must say you have done it for 2 weeks in a row now. You put up that article about the standard derivations and...
Deviations, Jock.
Standard deviations, and I can tell you what, didn't the punters love it?
Yes, a very important consideration, and it was wonderful to see some fine brains attracted to the site.
Higo, your statistic little like bikini. Sometime they show very good thing, but what they hide, even more special.
Stats can hide some hairy truths, can't they, Crouching?
Yes, this is true.
Good to see Matt Prittis coming up at the top of another list. He was the first lock I think I whacked in there.
Hey, silence! What about me? I do cash cow strategy.
Well, Tiger, I'm glad you brought it up because that's really what I'd like to discuss here today. This year we've got a rather unique setup as we did last year. Rounds 11, 12 and 13 will be multi-buys, multiple teams having buys at different times. For those of you going for the overall win, it'll be a consideration, but also for those people just wanting to get it over their workmates and winning their league, we'll be playing off against each other, so you don't want to go in with no buy coverage.
Yes, this is very, very correct, Mr. Jock. If you do not consider buy this year, you like man with one chopstick. You miss out on main course.
Yeah. Thinking about the buys, I mean, we've really got to think, don't we? We all need to think about what we're doing and how we're selecting our teams. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it think, can you? We need to think. We need to think as fantasy footy coaches.
Yes, Jock. Strategy, very important.
Yeah.
And the buy this year is critic, very big important. Do not forget the buy.
I understand where you're going there, Crouching, but look, to my mind, I've long been an advocate for the fact that you pick the best team with the best fantasy footy players possible. Now, if I was to sit there and select my side based on what's going to happen in round 11, 12 and 13, I'd be absolutely kidding myself. Now, I penned an article about noise pollution, and to me this is a bit like noise pollution. We're all worried about who's going to be able to play in the back line, the forward line, who's playing round 11, round 12, 13... I mean, these kids are confused. It's really becoming like a hemorrhoid, a real pain in the neck, I think, for a lot of these kids, because I think we're leading them down the garden path. You've got to pick the best players, full stop.
Excellent, Jock. This is, in fact, one of my many devised strategies.
Mm.
The strategy of forget the buy.
Yeah, yeah.
Focusing too much on the buy rounds will negate team value over the first 10 rounds.
Yeah.
And to draw upon Crouching's analogy,
yeah,
it would be like a man with not one, but three chopsticks.
Yeah.
With three chopsticks, your focus loses its original purpose. Thank you.
Well, I'm with you there, Higgy. And look, Crouching, I think your theories are very valid. But first and foremost, you pick the players you feel will get your team the most points. Then when you've got a few 50-50s, then you make the decision based on who might be the more buy-friendly or multi-positional.
Yes. Strategy two would be to pay attention to the buys. Now, through my calculations, I have found that the round 13, the last buy round, is by far the most beneficial round to stack your team.
Now, here you go, round 13. I mean, we've got buys in round 11, 12 and 13. What's special about round 13, old boy?
One, you have teams with the buy in round 13 of Carlton, Gold Coast or Ablett, as I shall call them, Hawthorne, Richmond and St Kilda. I call this the dive strategy.
Dive strategy?
Yes, whereby you forecast buys in only one of the buy rounds, that being round 13.
Correct me if I'm incorrect. So if I take round 13 as the round that I'll take the pain, I'll structure my team around one of those buy rounds where I'm just going to take a massive old hit, and I'll prime my side up for the other two buys. Is that the idea, or am I just gone down the garden path?
Yes, but consider that by round 13, given injuries, rookie cashing in,
yeah,
many other variable factors, there is a high likelihood that the load has been spread.
Yeah.
And also consider the round 13 teams contain names such as Goddard, Deludio, Ablett, many good names, to name a few more,
yeah.
Murphy,
yeah.
Judd.
The back lines in particular get one hell of a walloping in round 13.
Franklin.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to say, you've been French for a long time and I love you. I love you here. I don't know if I've told you that before, but I love you. Don't worry about it. Let's just plug on. But you remind me of some of my core valid truths of my person. I mean, here we are, forecasting and manipulating and bloody barometric pressure and stuff about round 13.
Yes.
The amount of bloody injuries, changes, swaps. By that time, our bloody team will begin looking like a FJ Holden and end up looking like a bloody VW with a little propeller on the top of the roof or something.
No, silence, Jock. You start to talk love. I think you drink those beers again.
Okay, I've had a couple.
I tell you, you listen.
Yeah, I love you too.
Higo,
yeah.
You listen too. Mm. This year, everybody know year of dragon. Chinese year of dragon. Very lucky year.
Yeah.
In Payanma.
I'm going to say Narelle had a tattoo of a dragon on his shoulder.
You stop this, Narelle. Cash cow.
No, sorry, mate. You got one. Sorry, mate.
Yes, thank you. In Payanma, this is a very special year, for it is year of the maggot. This is special for many reasons, and I think this means something to all super coach, because on the Payanmanese country flag, there is a maggot. This maggot is...
A maggot?
Yes,
well,
on country flag.
Blow me down.
We celebrate Maggot Day.
Oh, you fed it.
Once a month, everybody celebrate Maggot Day. But this maggot on country flag is sitting on a donut. This, to me, makes sense.
Well, I've heard it all.
This makes sense. This tell me, this tell Crouching, that Super Coach must minimize donut. If you do not careful strategy by round, you will fall behind. You not win. You maybe not win league.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. There's lots of kids coming through the ranks in Super Coach. And my only concern is, and I know that we've got to try and get by friendly, but my main concern is, I really want the kids to focus on the core fundamentals of the game, and that is picking tried and true, quality, risk averse players.
No. This silly. You won't teach children to be grown up.
Yeah.
You need children grow up. In Payanma, children work. They work from 6 years old.
Yeah.
None of this PlayStation, DS, iPad nonsense.
Fair enough. I just don't want them to wake up, you know, like a hemorrhoid, with a real pain in the neck of a team, which is full of spuds.
There is another strategy.
Yeah.
Which must be discussed, and that is the trade at all costs to avoid the donut.
Right.
In this system, prior to round 11, a coach will trade out 3 round 11 buy players, inserting round 12 or 13 players.
Come on, Ego.
And just prior to round 12, 3 more trades, inserting round 11 players.
Yeah, that, get your hand.
Just prior to round 13, inserting three more players from 11 or 12. Now, this, linked with the dual position, can in fact negate the donut.
First, I've got to say, Hugo, I've got immense respect for you, but you believe in this theory. You up with it? You believe in it?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, 9 trades over 3 rounds. We've only got 20 trades this season, and just to burn 9 trades...
Mr. Jock.
Yeah.
I can explain this.
Yeah.
This remember me of Sewang.
Yeah.
Sewang worked for my shop in Myanmar.
Oh, you had a shop back then, mate. What'd you do?
Yes, I have very successful shop. It called Up De Clacker. We specialize in prawn clacker and ladies' underwear.
Oh, ladies' underwear. That's a weird mix.
Sounds interesting, Cratchit.
Hands above the desk you go, mate.
Okay. Why did I tell this story? It's because Sewang, one day, he go missing. He go at a rice field in back of shop. I know this because I hear him a lot of time. Every day I run out. Sewang, you come back shop, please. You come back shop.
Yeah.
He say, soon I come back. Soon I come back.
Yeah.
After 3 days, Sewang come back. His right hand like claw all deformed.
Oh, that's terrible. What happened to him, mate?
I think you know what he been doing in rice field.
Oh.
This silly strategy. If you shoot off all your trade in 3 days, your team like Sewang right claw hand. It's not good for anything. Same your team.
Yeah, I mean, 9 trades over the course of 3 weeks is ridiculous, quite frankly. I think we move on. Yeah.
I do want to say that I have just calculated in my mind that 9 out of the 24 trades equates to 37.5% of your trades. A very poor use.
Peter Higginbotham here, stats guru, maths genius. That's what you get when you listen to the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Community.
Trades are sacred. Trades must be used to increase team value. I suspect quite a few trades to be made early. Forget about which round a rookie has a bye. Get the best rookie, cash them in when they have exceeded or plateaued, earning you approximately $200,000 on their original price.
That's Peter Higo Higginbotham, Chief Mathematical Statistician here. Statistician here at the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Week. Okay, on the rookies. Time to move on to rookie cheat sheet I put up during the week, scoring off pretty well. We've got a lot of good little rookies there that we need to rifle through. One that's come up that I'd like to talk about is young Sebastian Ross from St Kilda, who hasn't made the first cut of the rookie sheet, but has been doing quite well. But I'll tell you what, one thing. It's probably no secret that my hat was fairly and squarely in the ring down at St Kilda with a coaching role, which Scotty Waters become triumphant in. Good on him.
This is crazy. You should be this jock.
Yeah, well, listen, I'll let the community be the judge a bit.
You coach young Matthew, my boy. Very good kick.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's reaching 35 metres now.
Even
he's only 2.
You teach him squirrel grip too. Very handy. He do this.
No,
he
tell you about that, did he?
Yes.
All right. Look, many people tell me in the streets that I'm a champion for young footballers coming up through the ranks. Nurturer of young talent. And I thought I would have been quite fitting for the St Kilda Football Club. Opened up the Sunday papers on Sunday. Don't know if you saw the middle sports pages, but there's the St Kilda team getting run through some paces.
Yes, yeah. I did see that, and there's appeared to be tins and blindfolds and jumping through hoops.
Well, if you missed it, we see a couple of the players with ropes. There's a penguin in a tin, and they're trying to position Mr. Pengy on a stump. Now, in another photo, there's the boys negotiating obstacles of teddy bears, amongst other bloody things. Now, listen, Waters might know what he's doing, but I'll tell you one thing. How I would have handled the team building would have been to go to an African game reserve. Would have taken every personal item off each one of the players, put them out there into the savannah with their bare hands. I would have given them each one Kingston biscuit to survive the week on. And if you open the Sunday papers today, you wouldn't see bloody Brendan Goddard playing with Big Ted. You'd see a young Seb Ross, with his first fresh kill, nuzzling into the flank of a young wildebeest, blood dripping off his chin as he howls at the bloody moon, that's what you'd see. But what I'd like to say is Seb Ross is doing well, I suppose. He's related to, of course, Job Watson.
Jock.
Yeah, mate?
Have a spell, mate.
Sure.
On the rookies, I have been doing my own research. I will be releasing an article soon.
Yeah.
I have looked into the top 10 NAB Rising Stars.
Yeah.
And have found a revealing statistic.
Okay, what do you got for us, mate?
This
another gem, no doubt.
This could be front page stuff.
Right, what have you found?
From the Jock Reynolds website. Right here, right now.
Don't hold back, you gay. I know you.
Say this, please. Say this.
My statistics have revealed that all of last year's top 10 NAB Rising Stars ate bread during the pre-season.
Bread. Each one of them?
Each one.
Well, that's bloody significant.
Absolutely.
You probably remember back when Dermy and his mum were flogging Tip Top that I think I turned to you and said, in the next 15 years every kid will be eating bread and they'll be dominating the football landscape. You remember that?
I remember this. Higo, you remember?
I don't recall this.
Yes, when we're younger and
yeah.
Higo, you have mullet. We the drive-in. Dramana drive-in, remember?
I think I thought it'd be multigrain. Is it multigrain bread or is it just all bread?
High fibre, usually, but the fact that there is a very strong correlation between rookies eating bread and successful output is worth consideration. Thank you.
This crazy talk. We watch NAB Cup. We watch NAB Cup to see this rookie play.
Well, but it doesn't hurt to get them on the radar early so you know what you're
looking
at, does it?
Nobody fixed their team until NAB Cup form.
Thanks again, Higo and Creachy. As always, it's been an enjoyable chat.
My pleasure.
Welcome.
Now, we really have to ramp things up because the NAB Cup is, about a week away? Bloody exciting, I tell you what. Watching this cricket, not bad, but geez, footy. I tell you what, I'm frothing at chops. Thanks again for listening. Anything else you've got there, Higo or Crouchy?
No.
No. This is enough, Jock. I'm tired.
Okay, we'll wrap it up now. Tune in next week. Until then, take it easy. I'm Jock Reynolds.